Part 3.
Listen to the person talking and complete the information on the notepad. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words. You will hear the person twice. At the end, you will have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. You have 1 minute to look at the notepad. The first one is an example.
Hi, I'm Sophie. Is the microphone working? Okay, I'm one of the people involved in organising your orientation week. You can recognise us because we're all wearing red T-shirts. So, if you have any questions throughout the day, just come and ask me or any of the others in the same red T-shirts. So, first of all, welcome to your new campus. We're going to split into groups of about 20 students and go for an orientation tour so nobody gets lost. We'll proceed from our present location outside the dorms to the student centre, then past the social sciences building, the library, the science complex, the Buchanan auditorium, the gym, and finally back to our starting point. When we finish our campus tour, Miss Therese Jackson from the registry office will be here to talk to you. She'll fill you in on what you need to do in terms of registration and enrolment. This is particularly important for those of you receiving financial aid, because you must fill out a form, otherwise you'll be blocked from enrolling your classes until financial aid payments come through. Each year, a handful of students have problems with this, and this is such a shame because it's completely preventable. Of course, everyone still needs to enrol for classes, so the process you'll go through in order to do this will be explained too. The telephone enrolment system is confusing at first, but believe me, you'll get down to it in no time, and really, it will save you so much time in the end. After all that, we'll break for an hour for lunch. You'll find lots of restaurant options in the student centre. In the afternoon, we're going to split up into groups depending on your subject you're going to study, and you'll be taken around the respective departments. This is a great opportunity to meet some of the professors and grad students that you'll be taking classes from, or ask any specific questions you might have about individual classes or departmental requirements. Also, I think most departments will be giving a short presentation about the research that's been carried out there. Oh, I almost forgot. You'll all be assigned from the supervisor at this time as well, and you'll have a chance to meet him or her. This is the person that you should go to if you need any help choosing classes or have any sorts of problems academically. We should finish the departmental tours at about 4 this afternoon, and then we're through for the day. But don't go out late tonight, because I'll be expecting you here bright and early at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hi, I'm Sophie. Is the microphone working? Okay. I'm one of the people involved in organising your orientation week. You can recognise us because we're all wearing red T-shirts. So, if you have any questions throughout the day, just come and ask me or any of the others in the same red T-shirts. So, first of all, welcome to your new campus. We're going to split into groups of about 20 students and go for an orientation tour so nobody gets lost. We'll proceed from our present location outside the dorms to the student centre, then past the social sciences building, the library, the science complex, the Buchanan auditorium, the gym, and finally back to our starting point. When we finish our campus tour, Miss Therese Jackson from the registry office will be here to talk to you. She'll fill you in on what you need to do in terms of registration and enrolment. This is particularly important for those of you receiving financial aid, because you must fill out a form, otherwise you'll be blocked from enrolling your classes until financial aid payments come through. Each year, a handful of students have problems with this, and this is such a shame because it's completely preventable. Of course, everyone still needs to enrol for classes, so the process you'll go through in order to do this will be explained too. The telephone enrolment system is confusing at first, but believe me, you'll get down to it in no time, and really, it will save you so much time in the end. After all that, we'll break for an hour for lunch. You'll find lots of restaurant options in the student centre. In the afternoon, we're going to split up into groups depending on your subject you're going to study, and you'll be taken around the respective departments. This is a great opportunity to meet some of the professors and grad students that you'll be taking classes from, or ask any specific questions you might have about individual classes or departmental requirements. Also, I think most departments will be giving a short presentation about the research that's been carried out there. Oh, I almost forgot. You'll all be assigned from the supervisor at this time as well, and you'll have a chance to meet him or her. This is the person that you should go to if you need any help choosing classes or have any sorts of problems academically. We should finish the departmental tours at about 4 this afternoon, and then we're through for the day. But don't go out late tonight, because I'll be expecting you here bright and early at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You will now have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.